Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, awesome people. Dee is on location at a convention this weekend, and it's a super huge convention in Texas, and she's super busy, and she just doesn't have time to get away to do the show. So she called me frantically earlier this week and said, I just need you to pick out a show. I was guided to this show from last year. It's episode number 667. It aired originally on May 21st, 2023, and it just so happens when you listen to the intro, you'll hear Dee mentioned that she's living life in the fast lane and filming a bunch of movies, and she's in Seattle, and that's exactly how her life is right now because she's in between two movies and in Texas doing a convention. Y'all keep being awesome, and Dee should be back next Sunday.
Hello, all you people that I love. Here I am coming to you from beautiful Seattle. Boy, the weather here has been just amazing. Doing another convention after I shot a film. After I did the last convention. Life in the fast lane, guys. You gotta love it. Okay, so it was very interesting. A lot of stuff coming up about God for me this week. And let's just say I've been surrounded by a lot of people who are not in this community, but beautiful spiritual people. And how do I say this? They don't talk about the universe. They don't talk about the I am. But it's very much more based in old-time religion and God, and the strength of God will never fail you. And, you know, and I felt myself going into reaction. And I went, well, what the heck is that about? Because I know when you're in reaction, you ain't in creation, guys. So I got my little rock out, as Lanny calls it. Get your rock out and start swinging it. So I did, and I went, I want to know what all this reaction is. And it took me to the core belief, I love you, but I'm threatened by you. And I tested a few more things, and basically, to cut to the chase, what it came down to is that God and our work around us being the God of ourselves and taking responsibility had gotten separated. So basically what I'm saying to you today is don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. The answer from the channel was, you're all one. You're God. God's you. People use different expressions of that, and it's all the same energy. So that's what's threatening the very, very Christian sector of our country right now. And that's what is kind of threatening people on the spiritual path who wanted to move away from, from the old time religion God, the fearful God, the limiting God, right? Basically, the first commandment, judge not, applies to all of our work and to all their religion. So I invite you this week to see where you are in judgment and let that go or redirect it. Take yourself back into the state of love. So what my reaction to was not God, but the definition of God as man had defined it. And especially in our modern day society. I just thought that was really interesting and fascinating, and it gave me a real insight into myself. So we're invoking the symbol formula, violet flame and golden light around all of that. We're going to start the show today by all of us getting balanced. We are directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to, the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding, and we all claim, I am risen, and so it is. All right, everybody balanced? Anybody switched? All righty. Let's go to the callers. Tim, I think I'm going to start with you. Tim in New York, you're on.
Hey, Dee, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's up?
Oh, stuff and much. I'm just calling for a little assistance or a pick-me-up with the things that I'm trying to bring in.
Thank you for catching yourself. I was getting ready to get on you about that word.
I'm working on bringing in some abundance, just some new things.
Okay, what do you mean by abundance, Tim?
A new job / career, just some more positive relationships as far as with family and in my personal life.
Were you saying money?
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely money.
Yeah, but you didn't. So why didn't you say money? Isn't that a big part of what you're bringing in?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. That's what I'm looking.
Okay, so I want to get to why you couldn't say money.
Okay.
You know, we use this word abundance, and we don't even know what we mean by it. Right? So you want to bring, you can bring in work, Tim, and not have it be abundant work with money. Do you understand?
I understand perfectly.
Okay. So we're going to a core belief here. This page here, 1, 2, 5, 1, 2. Well, this is perfect. I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. Okay. So how much money a year do you want to make, Tim?
Six figures.
How much money? Give me a number.
$120,000.
Okay. Does he believe he can do that? Yes, you do. Everybody's balanced. Okay. So do you see why now, they're saying, why was he afraid or is afraid to ask for that much money a year? Okay, so what did you learn about, when you were little, what did you learn about God loving you enough to give you that much money a year?
I think when I was little, I just picked up my mother's mantra, which was born poor, you're going to die poor.
What does that mean?
Oh, she just felt like, well, you know, you're going to work hard, take care of your thing.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Yes. She just was like, this is just our lot in life.
Okay. So, Tim, if you believe that, and your little boy does, he's still holding on to that because that's what his first God taught him, which is okay. That's what you came in to learn this time. If there's no chance and no possibility, you will keep trying, but you will never get there because as you believe, it's delivered to you. And your belief is born poor, die poor. You've got to redirect that.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to teach something to everybody. Everybody, stop what you're doing. Stop. And listen to this. I want to acknowledge Dana Wild for this. It takes 72 hours to shift your brain into new synapses. So, Tim, for the next 3 days, I just want you to go, wow, I love being abundant. I love having all this money. I love having money because I do great stuff with my money. God, it feels great to have lots of money. And I'm bringing it in right now. Thank you, universe. Oh, my God, this feels so good. As many times as you can think of to do it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Because that has been the biggest block. Now, what did she teach you about relationships? Yeah.
Well, her and my dad, they had a little tumultuous relationship. So part of me hasn't, I think, even though being in relationships, hasn't fully opened up myself to accept the love that that I deserve.
Absolutely. And they're showing me, literally, showing me you with an armored shield on you. And what that represents, that's the highest thing, yeah. What that represents is I'm going to protect myself because I don't want a relationship like they had. So what kind of relationship do you want, Tim?
One where my heart is fully open and so is the other person's, and we can be very vulnerable with each other and work towards just building
and
something
respect.
And healing.
Respect is a big word for you in relationships, that you respect each other. Okay. Oh, my God. I love this relationship that I'm creating. It's so, oh, my God, I can just feel all the love around it. And we respect each other and honor each other, and we're vulnerable with each other. Oh, my God, this is the relationship. This is it. Everybody getting this, how to do this now? Whatever you want, just, and however you want to say it, as long as you feel good and excited about it, okay?
Okay.
I want you to do that for at least the next 3 days, and you should start seeing maybe small, maybe great, something coming into your life, and I want you to call in next week. Now, does he think this is possible? Yes, you do. Okay?
I am ready. Thank you so much.
All right. All right.
I will report
I want to hear from
you
next
very
week.
Much.
Okay. All right. Have
really
fun agree. Doing it, Tim. Okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right, baby. Well, you know, really, we could just call the show right now. That's what you want to do, guys, around anything. It doesn't matter so much about the words. It matters about how excited you are and how often you're going to say it. Boy, this switchboard today, shocker, giving me problems. Okay, Kathy in Kentucky, you're on.
Good morning, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty awesome, baby Kate.
I have no doubt. I so appreciate what Tim just brought in. My question, they've already totally answered, but just in case the channel has some additional information, there is a teaching position that is coming available that I am very interested in applying for, and was just wondering if the channel had any additional thoughts for me.
Well, the first thing that came in, totally possible for you to get this, absolutely totally possible. There's one thing to get into alignment sheets, but give me a song, baby, any song that pops in.
The Impossible Dream.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. That's why the first thing that came in is this is totally possible. So what part of Kathy thinks it's not possible?
Like it's almost too good to be true.
It's about your age.
It's about my what? I'm sorry?
Your age.
Well, yes, I'm over 65, and I don't feel that age at all. I'm just not, I guess there's a question in me as to whether or not they would even think about it because.
Okay, well,
age.
If you have that thought, they'll get that thought.
Okay.
All right. Again, age is a state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that poem was written eons ago, and it was telling us the truth. Everything is a state of mind. What do you think? Do you see yourself in that classroom? Oh, my God, I just love teaching, and this is going to be so much fun, and I love reaching those students, and they just get off, you know, because I'm so wise and smart. They all come to me for advice, and, oh, my God, I just love this so much. Isn't that a little different than the way you've been approaching it?
There's been that element in it because I think I can bring a great deal to these students because of my knowledge, yes.
I want you to get into the excitement and the love about it, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
It's totally possible, Kathy.
Yay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
When will you hear?
Well, I know that the position is opening up. It has not been posted officially yet, so I don't know what the timetable is. I'm going to start the application process.
Yep, not your job. You just keep feeling into the excitement of doing it.
Right.
Okay?
So, I mean, I've always started all the processes of, you know, doing the application, et cetera. It's just the, you know, when they're going to actually put it up, make it public.
Yep. Okay. Well, you start creating it right now, though.
Yes, absolutely.
All righty. Okay, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep. Gina in California, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
This is so good so far. So I don't remember the name of the caller, but thank he brought it. He already rearranged my brain molecules. And I'm going to work on it for 72 hours. I love knowing that 72-hour thing because you really have to keep the energy and the love alive, right, to just cement
yeah.
it is kind of what
you
I
know,
got.
And just do it whenever you think of it. You know, I put little
yeah,
post-it
right.
notes up around the house. I've told you that, you guys, that before. Put little post-it
yeah.
notes up to remind yourself.
So
okay?
I know there's something – yes, I will. And what's been happening, what I've noticed, so I had a really good time in Jazz Fest in New Orleans, and I came back and got COVID. So I actually feel, and it's affected my sinuses, Dee, in a positive way, because I was on Paxlovid.
Yeah, I
so
just
this,
heard that, yeah, before you said it. Just heard it.
You did?
Yeah. The COVID
I can actually
point.
Breathe out of my nose.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
it's a remarkable, and I don't know if it's because of the Paxlovid or if just things are clearing in my life, but I think I'm calling it a victory.
You believe the Paxlovid would work. You believe.
Wow.
Okay. So that's where most of us are at in healing ourselves right now. Is the pill will do it or the doctor will do it or the shot will do it instead of I will
yeah.
do it. And
right.
And that's okay. If we have to work with doctors, that's fine. You know, they were created for
yeah.
a purpose. Medicine was created
yeah.
for a purpose. And while we're working with them, we want to continually say, I am the light of health and wellness
yeah.
in my body. I am the light that creates that, right?
Wow.
Remember,
yeah.
the first thing the channel taught me, the very first thing when the channel opened up was use the light within you to heal yourself.
Mm.
So
beautiful.
Now they want
I do
to
have
go
a question.
To core beliefs.
Yes.
Hold on a minute. Just
okay.
A minute.
All here. Right.
Here.
This is good.
Here. Okay. Somehow. Was it the New Orleans? Was it after? Okay. Somehow in New Orleans, gave yourself permission to love who you are.
Wow.
Well, you were having fun, weren't you?
I was on, it was, yeah, I was off the charts having a great time.
Yeah.
No alcohol. Yeah.
That's really,
mm.
that's really what's healing your nose.
It just shifted everything. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It was an extraordinary experience. It was the music. It was just the people. It was
all
the
right. How can you
amazing.
Keep love? How can you keep that alive every day?
Mm.
Creating your health now.
Wow. Okay.
Oh my God, I love the music of New Orleans. I dance to the music of New Orleans.
Oh yeah.
Every day, all day. I'm free. I am free like New Orleans. I just feel that throughout my whole body. I just breathe that
chakra
joy.
Opening.
Yeah. And breathe
well, I was
it
with
in.
Someone, I was with someone who's very tuned in, and she was evaluating like the performers and whether their chakras were open. And so I was paying attention to that the whole time, which is, am I open? And feeling the like movement and Carlos Santana and just like, just feeling all that energy move through my body. I was super tuned in to what was going
yep.
on with the performers. And I
and
think that was what
it
was happening. Yeah, it opened everything. It just opened everything. It was
yes,
it was
ma'am.
A really interesting experience. Yeah.
Well, so now
okay.
you can keep it going. You know how.
I know. I do know how.
Okay.
I knew I need to just feel it in my body. Okay, so there's this weird, there's also something else that's coming in because, you know, my song is always Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. So the other good news is I got a loan to actually buy out my sisters from our cottage.
Right.
And
I'm
noticing I'm waking up in fear. And I don't know what that's about. I almost feel like I get like an upset stomach and I don't know what that's about.
Well, the highest word is responsibility.
Okay.
Why would you be in fear of the responsibility of buying this home?
Well, financially.
Not about the home. It's about your sisters.
Oh. I don't know what that would be about.
Well, because you don't have to be responsible for them anymore. And who are
no.
you? Who are you? How can you define yourself without being responsible?
I don't know. I mean,
well, sure you do.
I'm just going to be in my joy. I mean, the whole reason I want to do this is because it's a beautiful place and
yes,
and it's a joy-filled place and I want to restore the joy there because it has been so much conflict and it's
you don't
just not,
go
I'm
there.
Not ready.
Don't go
okay.
to the conflict. Just stay
okay.
in the joy. That new
yeah,
house feels like New Orleans, Gina.
Oh.
You know, and freedom feels like New Orleans.
That's great.
Yeah. Live there.
Thank you.
Live there, you
yeah.
bet. And the better your nose gets, they said.
Oh, I'm so grateful for you. I cannot even tell you.
I'm
so
grateful for all of you because look what we do together. It's amazing.
You're just such a bright light, Dee. Thank you so much for your
thank you.
Support.
Thank you, sweetheart. That's what my daddy called me, Bright Light. That's why my book
yes,
name,
you are.
Bright Light. Thank you. I love you. Okay, Debbie in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm pretty fab.
You always are. Awesome.
What's that?
I didn't have a specific question, but I noticed when Tim was speaking in respect to relationships, I just got overwhelmingly exhausted, like all the energy just drained from me.
Well, that means some big thing is coming in.
Okay.
Whenever some really big thing that I'm supposed to be aware of is coming in, that's what happens to me. I get really, really tired. In the beginning, when I started this work, I would actually faint, know how to bring it in easily. Okay, sheets, book. Give me a movie, please. Any movie that pops in.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Okay, what is that about? If I'd never seen it, what's it about to you?
Richard Gere, Deborah Winger, I believe. It was a love story.
Yeah, I know who's in it.
Yeah, it was a love story.
He
was a military.
Well,
he worked town.
Yes, we're going to love. Love is the highest word. Okay, now we're going to a core belief. This page here. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. Actually, it's you don't have time for me, so you never find me. So what's going on with love in your life, Debbie? Hello. Yeah. Do you want to be in a relationship, sweetheart?
I think I do, but it's exhausting.
Okay. Who taught you that relationships were exhausting?
Well, my mom pops into my head.
Yep. Okay. So do you want to live her belief about relationships, or do you want to create I'm so excited because relationships are freedom and they're so easy and they energize me. And I love being in a relationship. Which one
all
do you
of
want
that.
To create? Yeah, all right.
All of that.
Okay, now you're conscious of it. Now you can focus on creating it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So it's interesting the words they're giving me. So that fairy tale romance.
It wasn't, though. In the movie, it wasn't. It wasn't a fairy tale romance. It was, there
no,
was definitely was in
but
conflict.
That's what you want.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, that would be nice.
Create that.
Okay.
And I know
okay.
it's possible because I've done it. But you have to believe it. And you have to
right.
hold the excitement around that instead of, oh, I don't want all the conflict, you know, like I saw. That's
okay.
not going to ever get you what you want, right?
Exactly.
All right. Is there anything higher? Nope. That's it. You know what you're going to do for the next 72 hours or weeks for the rest of your life until it comes? Yeah. Be excited about the one you want. Okay?
Thank you, Dave.
Yep. I hope you're all getting this because it applies to everything everybody wants to ask about today. Megan in North Carolina. Hi, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
Diverticulitis. That's what I want to know.
Okay.
So I know it's energetic because it's come back. This is the third time.
Everything's energetic, baby.
True.
I don't have my body book with me. What exactly is diverticulitis?
It is the pockets in your lower colon get infected.
And infection is a negative energy force that's entering a positive energy force, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So energetically, is that the highest thing we can ask? What's behind this diver? Okay. Sheets. But give me a song, baby.
Let the good times roll.
Yeah. Okay. Have more fun.
That's easy. That is.
Have more fun, Megan. And it's
okay.
going to my big yes.
Okay. Okay.
So does that make sense to you in your life?
Yes, totally.
That you need to have more fun?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because you don't want to keep the shit in.
No.
Metaphorically, you don't want to keep
or
the
literally.
Shit in. Or literally, yes.
Yeah.
You want to get rid of all the shit, and the way we get rid mm-hmm. of all the shit is by living in a lot of love and excitement and joy.
Yeah.
Your whole life turns around, guys, when you make that choice.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. There's something else. We're going to a core belief. This page here. 9. Okay, you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. Come up again on the show. Okay. And you're really saying that to choosing joyful things in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have time for me and I don't have time for you. I've got
right.
all these
that's
responsibilities. I've got to
yeah.
take care of all the, yeah. Okay.
Yep.
I want you to get up every day, every single
okay.
day. And go, I love me and I'm happy. And what can I do today to give me joy?
Okay.
Oh, my God, I love all this joy. I love feeling all this joy. Let the ship roll. I'm just going to feel joy. Okay?
Yes.
Well, those are the words you're giving me. And just,
okay.
You know what makes you happy, Megan. You don't choose to do it.
That's true.
Stop it! I'm telling you guys, whatever you're working on, go to YouTube and watch Bob Newhart's Stop It.
Stop It. Okay.
It's so brilliant, you will get it in a minute. Okay. Thank you, darling.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Vicky, what's up?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Dee. I want to first say, I wanted to ask Gina if I can go to New Orleans with her next year.
Oh, well, there you go, Gina. Somebody else who wants to have a lot of fun.
I know, and I instantly could tell her sinuses were better when she started talking. It's great.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, no. So beautiful. Okay, my question is going to be is about my son and daughter-in-law. And my daughter-in-law has, I have noticed some patterns with her, and she's recently been diagnosed with, well, not, it's either borderline or bipolar. And I have been trying to sit, I've been trying to sit and just feel love around their situation. And of course, there's a lot of tension in their relationship and a lot of, you know, dysfunction. And I just wondered what the channel might, you know, give about it.
Okay. They want to go to your son.
Yes. Yes.
Because he's a big part of why.
Yes. He has anger issues.
He's a big part, and these are the words they're giving me. He's a big part of why the bipolar is expressing itself more aggressively.
I get that. Mm-hmm.
Because she's going, I don't know how to deal with this. I can't deal with it. So I'll just check out into another place.
Yes. And I've addressed his anger. You know, we've talked calmly about it, and he recognizes it, but where is he going to shift it is my, you know, I mean, he does recognize.
Okay, well, let's get to the basis of what's causing it. Okay.
Okay.
Give me a song. Any song that pops in.
Hey, diddle-i, diddle-i, do. What's that from?
Damn if I know. You're going to have to find that one. Hey. Okay. That's the highest. Yeah, all right, I got it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
He's just way too serious.
Yes.
See, we're back to fun again, guys.
Yes.
Those of you that are present, do you see the common denomination that's running through the show today about fun and joy, how it affects our health mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally? So
true, and I've even mentioned that. Like, I've talked to him about that, yeah. So he feels overburdened with responsibilities, and yes.
Part of that is because he doesn't see the joy.
Yes, yes.
You know, responsibilities, guys, can be incredibly joyful. A baby is a responsibility.
Yeah.
Money is a responsibility. Your health, all of that stuff should be joyous. Creation should be joyous.
Yeah.
So I've got to go to his dad.
Yes.
Yeah, because his dad, you tell me how this fits in. His dad kind of taught him, you know, the more serious you are, the more responsible you are. And the more you'll get what you want. He was taught not to be joyful and excited about his responsibilities.
Yes, yes. That is a resonant theme.
Okay. So that's the core of it.
Okay. Okay.
Is he open? He would be much more open, Vicki, to hearing this from a brain science point of view than a spiritual point of view.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. You know, and for those of you that are interested, I teach a lot of it that I bring forward to you. One of my favorite brain trainers in the world is Dana Wild. And you
right.
cannot find anybody that's more frickin' joyful than Dana.
I know.
She just bursts.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you might introduce to her, but basically that if he could become more joyful, she wouldn't have to shut off and go into another world to escape.
Oh, yes. Okay. That so resonates. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And if he did shift, I mean, if he really deeply shifted and got it, does the channel feel that her bipolar would just recede completely?
If she chooses.
If she chooses. Oh,
if she
beautiful.
Chooses.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, now, not a doctor. This is all an energetic reading, but it makes a lot of sense to you, doesn't it?
Yes.
And it makes a lot of sense to me that if things are going on in our lives, guys, that we don't want to address, we're going to usually subconsciously find a way to escape it so we don't have to address it.
Right. Yes.
And that's
what she's doing. Yes. Yes.
And that's why things start showing up in your body, because you don't deal with them energetically. And so your body says, all right, I'll take this on and I'll make you focus on this now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. That's so helpful.
You bet, Vicki. Thanks for calling in. This
has
been an incredibly enlightening show for everybody. I hope to God you're listening and know what to do now, okay? Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Hey there.
Hi, babe.
I'm taking notes as we go through.
Well, it's pretty easy. Just start as many times every day as you can. Start excitedly and happily dancing around and saying, oh, my God, this makes me so happy.
Right? Yeah, I'm going to be doing that.
Good.
Okay, gosh, let's see. Basically, I'm balancing myself in every way I know how. And then the pendulum gives me one answer and then turns into another
answer. Yeah, it's all about trust, Lisa. And mine goes to my big yes when I say that. It's all about you trusting yourself. Can you let go and let the channel do it? You're not in charge when you're channeling. You hear me all the time say, my God, I don't even know what this means, but we're going to follow the breadcrumbs. You know?
Yeah, that made me feel good just now when you said that. I feel like
okay. It
let go of some resistance when I'm not in charge.
Yeah.
Well, can you
tell
me?
The beauty of the channel is that if you let go and allow the channel to take over, it's the highest way you can be in charge. That's the irony of it all.
Right.
Okay.
Can you tell me if this is true or makes sense? In the past, I have tested I have to be perfect, and I get a no. But if I say I don't have to be perfect, but I can't make any mistakes, I get a yes. And I feel like it's the Catholic in me. Like, I feel like I throw everything I can before I start doing this. I say everything that I've ever heard you say. I have it all typed up and everything. And then I,
yeah,
you know, then
but
I,
guys,
I feel like I'm trying
saying
too harder.
The words isn't what it's about. Please, let everybody get this today. Saying the words isn't what it's about. Just say what you want joyfully and happily, like I've shown you throughout this whole hour. Okay? And, yeah, there's a little part of you in there, Lisa, that still thinks the devil's going to come in when you use your pendulum. It's bullshit. It ain't going to happen because you direct all of you. I told you, I've taught you this, all of you direct. I bring in only the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding through divine love. That is my direction for my energy, and I accept only that. Now,
I say all of that. I even say when I work through divine love,
but
I cannot.
Sweetheart, if you say it while mm-hmm. you're saying, but, you know, I'm afraid this doesn't work.
I know it works. I'm afraid it's going to give me the wrong answer because it's saying I'm not balanced after I say all of that.
Then you don't know that it works. Hold on. Is there anything? There's nothing putting you out of balance. So the first thing, so you open your heart, you open your chakras, you align your heart line. Correct?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. You say, I'm only bringing in the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm watching my cat play with something. Like, literally, I'm in my love, you know?
Then you're balanced.
But, okay. So then I say my name is Lisa. It said no. So then I'm like, okay, I'm switched. So I unswitch myself.
Because, Lisa, sweetheart, I want you to play this back and listen to it. So you're doing everything to balance yourself, and then you're going, I don't believe it, so let me test. My name's Lisa. There's a part of you underneath, subconsciously, that's saying, I don't know how to do this and it doesn't work. And you can't get there then. Or better words are, you can't experience being there then. Okay? So you're going to walk around the house. Oh, my God. I love being balanced all the time. I am always in balance. My channel is always open. It always gives me perfect information and the highest information. Oh, my God. It's so exciting. I just trust it. I trust myself, and I love what it feels like to trust myself. Okay? Got it?
I got that. And you think that, okay. Ugh. See, it's probably, I just feel like.
Yes, that's the problem. You
right.
see, I just, to you, and you're already arguing for your limitation of not knowing.
Huh.
It's okay. It's your little Catholic girl that's digging her heels.
That's exactly what I have written here after I get a yes. It's the Catholic in me. That's what I feel like that's what it is.
Okay, but as long as you keep saying that's what it is and that's why I can't, it's not going to change.
Okay.
You come on, little girl. You come on, little Lisa. You're going my way now. Okay? I'm going to teach you a new way of being powerful, and we're not leaving the God you love. We're just expanding the understanding of it. But you are coming with me. Will you trust me and do that now? She'll come. She wants to be free. Believe me, all our kids want to be free, all our little ones inside. All right. We're going to balance everything. You bet, sweetheart. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light around everything we've talked about today. I want you to just try what I've given you until next week. Look, all you've got to lose is nothing. All you've got to gain is feeling a lot better till I talk to you again next week, okay? All right, let's say it together. I love me. Come on. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.